Welcome to a TV Dudes Watch With Us. I'm Randy.
I'm Greg.
I'm Johnny.
And we are watching The Return of Community, which is, we don't do these, we mostly do these for sort of new seasons, new shows, but this is season four, no, five of Community.
Five.
And the reason we're doing this is because, of course, this is the return of Dan Harmon, and we're going to start this in a little bit, but before we do a little quick discussion, I think in general we're really happy with this and shocked that it was as good as it was.
I did, and it kind of... I do wonder if some of the reference they're making it actually stuff that actually happened last year.
Oh, it's yeah, entirely possible. There's clearly, like you said, off mic, there's a book in there somewhere. Yeah. What happened with Dan Harmon and NBC?
Well, oh, yeah. But I mean, I'm just saying, like in the episode, they're talking about some fire or something.
Yeah.
I guess did that... Well, none of us watched it, so I don't know.
Yeah, we have no idea what happened.
And actually, I don't care.
Yeah. None of us... That was the other thing. We all came into this. None of us watched as much of the season. I watched... One or two episodes.
I watched most of them, but I don't remember a single thing except that they were a lot of work to watch. They weren't fun to watch. There was this whole subplot about Chang. They made Chang kind of the main character, which was
not a good idea.
Bad mistake.
Very long.
And
half an hour.
Yeah. They just went on and on, and they never went anywhere. And, I don't really remember a high point at all. There wasn't anything that made me say...
But I think you can come back to this if you have not watched season four. You can right back in.
Yeah.
This is... it's better than a reboot.
Yeah.
It's
all right.
A rebirth.
So we're going to start back up. We're going to start... We're right now watching we paused right before the commercial break. We will come back. We will start up in 3, 2, 1... And we are starting now. There we go. There's a robot.
Yes.
Blowing up buildings. And this is when you know you're watching a Dan Harmon show.
Yeah, that was...
And then it turns out...
Jeff Winger in leotards.
And I've wanted to see him in a superhero outfit, and it's even red. He's been my choice to play the Flash forever.
Well, we now know if they do a Greatest American Hero reboot that Jeff Winger... Joel McHale
believe
can...
Believe it or not. He's walking on
and then this.
Great reveal.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Francis Ford Repo Man.
Yeah.
I mean, it's funny. Within minutes, the dialogue is back, the character is back.
Morose piano music.
Well,
like that.
The acting is better, even.
Yeah. Oh man, Rob Corddry as his legal nemesis.
Rob Corddry, he's so great.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, the status quo here is basically okay. They seem to have left Greendale. Jeff is a lawyer and not very successful at it, and now they're giving him a reason to go back to school, which is that a bridge collapsed that a Greendale student designed.
Yeah.
Which makes a lot of sense.
And he wants to sue the school, which I'm thinking, if people actually could do that, colleges would be bankrupt.
Right,
Can you imagine how much, like, if you, like you just said, it's a city-funded school. Can you imagine what you could possibly get?
So we could sue, like, Yale and Harvard for the Iraq War, then.
Yeah.
that's where Bush went. He went to both.
Yeah. Hell, if I could sue my school for the amount of money that I didn't wind up using for my degree,
yeah.
If you could sue a school for not using your degree... Oh man!
Colleges would be
they'd be bankrupt. Yep.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
Mill. Actually, I do know somebody who went to Fairleigh Dickinson, and they went out of business. So his diploma is like really. They're a college in New Jersey.
I love this.
Yeah.
You once convinced an arson victim he liked his house better burned.
Yeah.
It's a little fun. This actually is a really... I don't know if you guys have watched the pilot of Community in a while, but this is a really nice retake on the structure of that because it's. Winger is the lawyer. He's sort of a scuzzy guy, and he's there for his own ends.
Well, and that was kind of the theme of the show was
he had to go back for
he was getting redeemed. Yeah,
I love this part. I got one thing deep down inside. I love that.
That was it.
Take the scotch is gone.
And the new credit sequence, which is the same, except just missing Chevy Chase and has Jim Rash on it.
And the one thing that I liked about him that the arc of the show was his. becoming a human being.
Yeah.
Right.
Was that it wasn't like a one episode fix.
No.
Right.
No, it was a really hard struggle.
Well, yes.
Well, they had some really dark ones. Like that Christmas one was really dark.
Yeah.
Was it the first season or
yeah.
second season?
Yeah, it was second season, and Abed was crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love this gag too. Yeah. Ranked America's number two community college by Greendale Community College.
I remember, what was it? Who was it? Troy's birthday?
The Troy's birthday really episode was a dark episode.
Great, too. I really like that.
We'll call back to the debate.
Mm-hmm. Leonard. They need to move him up.
Yeah, Leonard is... they get the gag in the raspberry. They didn't get Magnitude in this episode, but there's a reference to him. There was plenty
very
of...
funny
reference
to him, too.
Yeah. I love, by the way, the E pluribus anus is in every shot.
It's on a diploma.
And I almost wonder, like, if that's part of the gag. Is like, the gag was they put it past the community college. Part of the gag is they got it past the NBC censors.
Yeah.
And now they just show it all the time.
They're running that line. You're wearing Jeffrey's cologne.
Something is in front of you the whole time.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Jim Rash's character's continuing crush on Jeff Winger is hilarious.
It's disturbing.
It's disturbing.
He's really creepy.
So lizardy.
Yeah.
He's just a reptilian.
Yeah.
With a heart.
Yeah, he's just creepy. He's really creepy.
Hey, Kristen.
And look at Winger. Look at his face.
It was closed for sentimental reasons and asbestos reasons. This is again, Harmon is back because it's the rapid fire jokes, little throwaways,
and the performances
and the subversive stuff.
Herpes comma water fountains.
Yeah, that's so nice.
I love Abed's. That too. Yeah, Abed's meta jokes. Mm-hmm. I mean. It basically is. It's like he came in, he just set everything back up. It's like somebody had come in and trashed the place.
Right.
And he just comes in and sets the tables back up. Like, yeah, you know what? We're going to go out and dinner again.
Who else did you call?
Great reveal. They go right back into it. Yeah. Did something happen to... Does anybody know? Did something happen to Pierce at the end of last season, or did they just kind of do away with it?
I don't know. I didn't get that far.
Nothing. That's the thing about the whole last season. Is
do you remember? Did they write him out or anything? I mean,
no, he didn't die.
He left halfway through the season, didn't he?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Huh.
We were badly prepared. We didn't do our research.
Well,
it wasn't really worth researching.
And also, that's part of the Greendale spirit. We're half-assing the research.
We're human beings.
Yeah, we're doing this.
We're
keeping thematically with the show. Scrub season 9, by the way.
Oh, well, that was. I never saw Scrubs, but I love. How he gets mad at him.
Yeah.
Damn, Zach Braff. Son of a bitch.
I love Britta.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah.
I just know so many people like her.
Yeah, this is the bit, Zach Braff gag, which is such a great, because we all know Donald Glover's in for 5.
Those meta jokes upon jokes, and people not taking themselves so seriously is great. And what was that, message board? No.
Yeah.
Vision board.
Yes.
It's so weird.
Yeah, I love this. He's coming in. He's actually trying to be the good guy, and then immediately gets sold. He's like, "Oh, okay, I was wrong." He shredded the things like he said he would, so I'm gonna go evil. This is a great visual gag. The Lego that it's missing a leg.
It's in Harvard. the meta part of this too is that. There are a lot of community colleges that are just like this, or a lot of online universities. Some of the bad ones are like this.
Yeah.
It's really depressing, actually.
I love, by the way, they give Jim Rash a lot more to do. They keep that was one of the benefits of season 4. Season 4, they had to lean on Jim Rash a little bit more, and as a result, now he's got a bigger part. And Harmon does it right for him better. Mm-hmm. This was a great gag too.
I like that.
But he's not in an office; he's at the concierge desk.
I'm screwed. My wife left me a
that, yeah, this is another really great just verbal. It takes you a second to put the whole thing together. Yeah.
You just love that client. Yeah.
He's like, yeah.
Like, I do like the cocky, confident Jeff.
Yeah.
He's always really cool like that. and he knows how to play that with the face, you know?
All right, we are fast-forwarding through commercials. Yeah, I love seeing the... And, you know, we didn't know. It's possible they were going to set up. Was going to be Jeff trying to convince them to sue the school for the season.
Right.
You know, they could have gone that route. All right, we will be back in 3, 2, 1. Now they're talking.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, they're talking about their.
No, they were just sort of they were sort of talking to each other, right. And then he's going to come back and try to convince them that they want to sue the school. This is the winger thing. That's what he does all the time: is the talk over and talk. that's like me blaming Alice for how much I suck at analogies. There's so many good lines in this episode. This honestly. The Community pilot is not perfect. Mm-hmm. It's got some problems.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it was not the show that became.
Right.
It is a repilot. It's like this is the pilot, but when they know who the characters are and they've managed to figure everything out, and so they're just rapid fire jokes, but it's introducing all the characters.
Mm-hmm. And it's funny
this is funny too.
The energy of it is like, you know, we haven't seen each other in a year.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. We did do it another year.
But, yeah.
We've all kind of blocked it out.
I love this about Britta.
Yeah.
This whole sabbatical. Jewish?
Yeah.
I mean, hands-on research in psychology of alcoholism. You're a bartender, aren't you? Basically, I'm on Nathan. I love this.
I love this.
I can't tell anyone. Yeah.
There's actually, I mean, the characters are so well-defined. Like, Troy's the somewhat dumb guy who occasionally has an insight.
Right.
You know, Britta's self-delusional. Abed, in a way, is smarter than all of them.
This is great. I'll cut you a check tomorrow. Yeah, that was funny. And then how it goes back around.
Yeah.
Which he's like, I thought you got fired.
And, like, the number.
Yeah.
That's really
good. And that's, of course.
Yeah, another meta joke, 555. Five.
If anybody knows that, when you've, especially in the 80s, everything was 555. Five, five.
Yeah. And now they start doing Klondike 5, because they want to say 555. Five, five.
Mm-hmm.
I always love that, too. Like, it's the 50s all over again.
Doesn't make you give up on your dreams. That's a side effect.
Yeah. Something on my belly. That's Tummy Tuesday.
There were always great bits when they would get bickering with one another. They did this gag over and over again. It was always funny.
Well, this is good.
Yeah.
This is really timed well, her the way she delivered this.
Yeah, because it's a serious moment. You actually care.
And the way it's like, it was reversed because it wasn't his fault. Because, last couple of years, it was always his fault.
Yeah. It was her. She did it,
Even though hopefully we'll see some more Jamal.
Yeah, I hope so, because he was great on the show.
Yeah,
to say 166 episodes of Bones snatched away, that is so funny. That is so funny. Because, that's a show that just lingers on the DVR, and you go, I really need to go in and cancel recording this terrible show.
And then he lays out the trap.
Mm-hmm.
And then goes to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah, they killed it this week.
This is really good. Is it in this episode or the next one? They did two episodes, and we're only going to do this one. But was it this one that started the meta jokes about the four? Yeah, it's later on. They're talking about the 4 years and all that stuff. Oh, and that was a killer gag.
Yeah. This guy's missed somebody.
Magnitude. I felt like just a slam on Chevy Chase.
But
there's a reveal later on.
There's a good reveal.
It was a good reveal that he phoned in.
Yeah.
It still was funny, though.
Yep.
Yeah.
By the way, I don't know if you guys noticed early on when they were showing his law office, I'm pretty sure the office he was in when they were repoing him was right outside the study room. If you look at that door, you can see the study room. Like, that was a nice bit.
Yeah. This is funny.
Yeah.
Because you forget...
Eli Roth DVD owner. That's his Dan Harmon line.
Eli Roth, that is hilarious.
Yeah, the all the pop culture references are sharp and on point. Mm-hmm. They're not there just to be there. The meta gags are smarter and stronger.
That's a good point because that was something they did last year.
Yeah, and they were just bad. The thing is, they were trying to do Dan Harmon's community without Dan Harmon.
Well,
him with a clip
with his clip on tie, and that he has a clip on is such a great touch. But that's the thing. All the little subtleties that's what we're missing. That's what was missing.
Because it's like, the meta jokes here...
Failed Bones.
Yeah. Or just little Annie's Adderall. This is actually funny when you read it, too.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like... the pop culture stuff they were doing last year was like... It seemed to be kind of like trying to do like at the same relevant for like that year.
Yeah.
What makes meta funny is stuff that you saw like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
It's like that line from like, I don't know, whatever, Die Hard that you keep saying over and over again.
Yeah.
That's what makes meta jokes extremely funny.
It feels like a producer or someone, some executive said, hey, look, we love all the meta humor. That's clearly a community thing, but can you make it relevant to the kids?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, no, that's not how it works.
Right.
The Chang thing where, they just go back to the, I love this too. I dropped the amnesia thing.
Yeah.
Like, that's very much a meta gag. Right. Yeah, we're not doing that shit.
Get rid of
it. I'm a household, but I don't have a
home. And I think it's funny that he's got little snow globes all over him, too. The classic snow globe TV reboot finish finale.
I love that he's carrying his home release, so his thing with him.
Fake amnesia? It's usually hired a teacher they fire for trying to burn down the school after being rehired as a security.
And I love, this is all making fun of how stupid the Chang stories were.
And the whole show was the Chang.
Yeah.
I think I'll figure out this part. This place ruins lives.
Yeah. This is, oh man, it's so good. Mm-hmm. Yep, and here it goes. It's. Yeah, it's great.
I love the slow clap.
What I love is that the officer starts joining in. He's like, okay.
Should we all slow clap?
Yeah. Yeah, this is great because it's they always do this. They'll do the thing where these, Jeff's going to convince him of something, and then they get over on him.
Right.
And they put it back on him, and it's always his conscience is forced to the fore. So,
glad to see these guys back. I don't think that any of them, other than Allison Brie, are really doing anything else, are they?
No, Donald Glover. Yeah.
And Donald Glover. But,
I think McHale probably did some kind of movie.
Does he still talk?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but these guys are good here. They're a great ensemble. All right, we're going to commercial. Fast forwarding into the third act, I believe.
Yes.
Now that the conflict has been established and blah, 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 blah. Yeah. But, alright. We are almost back. First, we got to watch Olympics coverage.
I actually forgot they were coming this year.
3, 2, 1, we're back.
They're the whitest Olympics ever. The Winter Olympics in Russia?
Yeah.
They're going to be the whitest people.
The whitest and straightest Olympics.
Exactly.
By the way, this is all meta. This whole thing of how the fourth season turned them all into cartoons.
Yeah.
And just nailed it. Mm-hmm. Just, I mean, I know that Dan Harmon famously said in the podcast about it's like watching his family be raped, and he kind of went back and he's like, I shouldn't say stuff like that. People were creators, and I shouldn't. But it's clear that he's pretty pissed at them,
right?
And he should, because they took the show and destroyed it,
right? Yeah,
and I love that. Yeah, when it is real people out the other end is mixed up cartoons, and I think the gas leak year was definitely a referral to last year being like they were just not in their right mind.
Hmm.
Yeah,
who's ever going to know the true story?
Somebody's going to write a book or something about it.
Well,
when they do the TV golden age of like this next decade, and somebody's probably writing a book now. Yeah,
it's a great, it's a great Troy line. You staged a robot fight.
In real life, the robot wins. And his toy destroys him.
But the thing is, that again, it's such a meta thing. Like, it's Dan Harmon saying, that's how it works. It's reality.
Yeah.
Harmon got screwed out of this whole deal, and now this is the weirdest story. Nobody ever rehires a showrunner they fire. This has never happened.
Yeah, is Frank Darabont going back to Walking Dead?
No, that's never going to happen.
Well, stranger things have happened.
Yeah, but that's never going to happen.
Yeah. That would be so
But weird. This is, it's just so amazing. It's like, not only did they do it, but it comes back and it's as funny and as sharp and as on point as it was when he left.
Now, when he left, was there a different head of NBC?
Nope, same guy.
Same guy, okay.
I honestly wasn't even looking forward to the return.
No, me neither. I didn't think we'd watch this
one and it would stink, and I'd maybe watch a couple of other ones. But no.
Well, I figure a lot of people, season 3 was a little too dark for a lot of people. A lot of people thought season 3 was really ill. I went back and rewatched it and really liked it. But I think this is stronger than what he was doing in season 3. It's funnier, it's sharper, it's not as dark. He's trying to recapture the audience.
Right.
So there's darkness in it. I mean, Shirley's speech and all that. But this is all pretty funny.
The reveal. Wait, it comes to reveal.
The reveal. This is so good. And at first you're like, are they doing a Ghost of Christmas Past thing? And then you reveal, oh, it's a hologram. Yeah. And he had to donate a museum because of a lawsuit. Yeah. And it's such a perfect send-off for him. I don't know if they gave him any kind of send-off last year, but this is such a perfect send-off for this character.
Let's just say someone who can't take a compliment.
It's such a... I mean, the thing is, Pierce's role was always to be what Winger's possible future was.
Right.
Then if Winger stayed the bad guy, that he was going to become this old, lonely, messed up guy. And so to see him here as sort of the Ghost of Christmas Future, it's perfect. And I'm so happy they brought Chevy Chase back for a funny gag and for a really good moment.
Yeah.
It's important.
And then him with the robe.
Yeah,
it's got that
gimmick. Everything they do with Jim Rash, the costume choices, his furry fandom in the first season is one of the funniest things ever.
That's creepy. It's so creepy.
He's so extreme. He's such a drag
queen.
He's
creepy, though.
I forgot for a second, by the way. For a second there, I thought they were going to make him like the assistant dean or something.
Something.
And I'm glad they didn't go that route, but I was kind of, for a second there, I was wondering, I can't offer you any money, I can't offer you a job. You just described slavery.
Yeah, that was hire you
as, I love this, too, that Abed's metagagging has always, he tagged it early on, he's going to be a teacher.
Burning the table.
Yep. The great pharmacology girl.
Yeah.
Joy of a text.
God, I also agree.
Yep. Oh man, the characters are just—they're back. Yeah. It's they feel like the character. The only one who gets sort of short shrift is Shirley, except she got that great dramatic moment.
She.
Everybody else.
In the next episode, she actually.
Yeah, it's true. True. But in this episode, she was the one that's sort of laid back. But everybody else, there's great moments. Mm-hmm. There's great things for Troy, for Annie, for Britta, for Abed. Just amazing stuff.
His face there. It's just funny.
Yep.
Oh, I love this. This is hilarious.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Wait, is it going out of my brain?
Learn how to run a business. They all have their goals and they're like, okay, they're gonna be better people, and then she's like, I'm gonna get another degree.
They're the masters. And then become a real psychologist. Oh, you can just find another major. A real psychologist. How about English?
Psychology.
I love that.
We're all going to talk Britta into something different together. Yeah. It's the same heartwarming Jeff Winger thing they do a lot, but it's always moving on to the next thing. Right. And then, of course, they actually burn the table down.
Boom.
And I love this. They're just waving their jackets. Like, it's going to happen. It's like nothing they can do.
By the way, did you guys think this was a jab at Modern Family? This heartwarming voiceover thing at the end, because they do that at the end of Modern Family, and I know Harmon's not a fan, and I wondered if basically that's what this was, is him...
It might be. I don't know.
I thought it was a sort of a jab at them.
Yeah, but it's not a good jab, because they're good. Modern Family is good.
It is good, but I know he probably thinks of them as like the epitome of, you know, sitcom that he wouldn't want to be.
No, but he's wrong, because no, he should be doing that with 3 2.5 men or something.
All right, one more commercial before the sting. And so yeah, we'll fast. Yeah, no, I don't. I agree. I love Modern Family, but I think that Harmon probably was looking at it thinking, how did that thing, which came out at the same time as Community, by the way, you know, how did that become the thing?
Because it's good. It did. Sometimes the popular show is actually good.
Yeah, it's true. All right. We're back.
This is funny.
And it's just the cut together.
Yeah. And the plate. He's got a plate on his chest. And he's so much smaller than Joe McHale. It's hilarious because he's so small and skinny.
It's great.
I assume, by the way, this was a riff on Man of Steel.
Yeah. This is
awesome. This is awesome.
Oh, that's so nasty.
That was such a Grant move.
Yeah. Grant would totally put that together.
He would.
All right. I noticed that the production credits say Harmonious Creation. He's got like a bigger stake in it now, I think. Anyway, that is the watch with us for Repilot, the beginning of season 5 of Community.
And I'm in.
Did anybody know that Repilot was a word?
No, I had never heard of it before.
That's awesome.
It's an Abedism.
Repilot. I think that was made up.
Great. I love it.
Yeah.
Because it is better than a reboot. It's like,
no, it's good. It's, I'm glad it's back. I'm happy it's back.
I'm surprised how much I'm enjoying. I have so much. I did not really expect them to be able to recapture.
Yeah.
But it's great. It's back and it's got the same. It feels like basically you just erase season four and jump in right here.
Like it didn't happen.
Happy
it didn't
New happen. Year, man. Yep. Happy New Year.
It's kind of like what I hear what they say about Friday Night Lights at season
yeah,
two.
Yeah, skip
like,
season
it's
two.
Like weird. It's like, it's this weird turn it takes.
All right, that's it for us. TV Dudes out.